I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tragedies may capture your attention, but are they capturing your heart? We're reminding you that today you can do something about the news you hear. We're talking about how you can pray for Christians in Turkey. And while it's easier to stay silent, that nation needs the gospel. And then there's a people group in Africa you might never have thought about, and they could use some support too. That's coming up in just a few moments. We'll start today in Turkey, where last Thursday, a series of explosions, including car bombs, killed 14 and wounded over 200. Officials say Kurdish rebels are responsible, representing one of many opposing agendas in Turkey's ongoing power struggle. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
so many people have been arrested in Turkey since the coup. People not put on trial, in some cases not allowed to consult with their attorneys. Some real steps back from what we would call human rights.
So the big question is, how is this going to play out?
We need to be watching that as outsiders, and the international community needs to be watching that and holding the Turkish government accountable. I think one of the really key points of time will be when this so-called three-month state of emergency is over. What happens? Do they go back to the constitutional system where parliament has a say in the passing of laws, or does it somehow get extended?
In a country where being a patriot and a Muslim go hand in hand, Turkish Christians are caught in the middle. They need to know that other believers are praying.
Pray that they'll continue to have a witness for Christ, because it would be easy in a time of uncertainty to sort of hunker down and kind of lay low for a while. But times of uncertainty can also be great times of ministry.
And sometimes the ideas that we take for granted can actually change the lives of somebody who's never heard them before. According to China Partners Eric Berkland, that's the case with many Chinese students when they heard that they have purpose and are loved.
So this concept that God created me with value was a new finding for the students. And so some of these principles that we're learning of their response is what we want to use in our curriculum for small group ministries.
The new curriculum will target young people who are the future leaders of the church in China.
These Chinese students were overwhelmed with the love that God has for them. And so, yeah, I think all together, as the Chinese church is learning how to reach the next generation for Christ, it could be a tremendous impetus for church growth in China.
Berkland reminds us that we have a message too life-changing to keep to ourselves.
God loved them unconditionally, so much so that he sent Jesus Christ to die for them and for the sins that he have committed.
A program like this needs a lot of prayer cover. If you want to find out more, go to missionnews.org and look for the highlighted links. And finally, Africa's problems are usually summed up in a single word, poverty. But there are other challenges facing its people, like albinism. Mark Lucky with Every Child Ministries.
To understand the albino project that we have, you have to understand albinism, what albinism is. It's prevalent in many, many families and many, many communities in Africa, and it is definitely something that carries a stigma with it, a very severe stigma. In fact, many albino children and adults face pretty difficult situations.
In Uganda, where ECM works, people with albinism are often shunned by their families and communities. Sometimes they're even killed.
At the same time, we realized that a big part of the problem with albinism was not just the disease itself or the condition itself, but the way people perceived it. And so we spent time developing a curriculum that we can share, or that we use in teaching community leaders, church leaders, school leaders, what albinism is.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for your world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, prayer cast links, and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org, the daily emails. I'm Ruth Kramer.